This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. It is 5:30 and it is September 21st, Monday, and this is the pre-show. Thank you guys so much for getting up and joining us at this early hour. We love seeing your check-ins. You can check in on the Finley, Volkswagen, and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400, just like Leanna did, Cujo, Rudy, Turtle and Booble, Perla, Sandell, Lance checking in, so is Nelsie, Captain Kate, and Bug Naked checking in from wet Miami. Happy Monday to you, Captain Kate and Bug Naked. Andre is checking in and checking in on Twitter at Mercedes in the AM. We have Mike, we have Michelle, Jennifer, Carlos, Dorothy's checking in this morning. Thank you guys so much. It was a crazy morning for me already. I was walking out the door, I was getting my stuff ready. I bent over to tie my shoe, and all of a sudden I felt it, and I had this massive nosebleed.
Oh, really? Insane.
And so I'm like running to the bathroom, trying to stuff my nose with Kleenex. I'm like, I gotta go. So I drove here with Kleenex stuffed up my nose. You can still hear I'm kind of like plugged up. Excuse me. And then I was just in the bathroom trying to make sure like it's gone. Like, okay, it's not coming back, is it? I'm so paranoid now. I've been getting a lot of nosebleeds lately.
Because there's zero moisture in the
air.
We haven't had rain in like 155 days. I'm jealous of Captain Kate with rain in Miami. But is that something that triggers a nosebleed if you make like a sudden herky-jerky movement with your head bending down or something?
Never been an issue for me ever before. But I did get another nosebleed this weekend, and I think that I went to blow my nose and I think I blew it too hard and then I just got a nosebleed. So I think it was still like once they start, then now they're going to kind of linger for the next few days. And so I think that's what kind of set it off. And then just when I bent over to tie my shoe, all of a sudden, whoa. So yeah, I'm like so paranoid. What was nice is I had this big old thing of tissue stuffed up my nose. And we have to wear masks when we're not in our little studio.
No,
so
see it.
I just put it on. I walked in. I was like, hey, no one knows I'm having a nosebleed at this very moment. So how are you? How was your weekend?
Well, they say things come in threes. Someone else here at Entercom Radio is doomed because you had a nosebleed this morning. And then I got a message. I don't have the number saved. It's either Kendra or Mitch who does our traffic reports.
Uh-huh.
They wrote, good morning. I think I broke a toe this morning. As I'm reading this, I'm like, hey, who's texting me telling me they broke a toe this morning? I think I broke a toe this morning, and it majorly slowed me down. I can't do your 520 traffic report, but I'll be there by 545. So it's either Kendra or Mitch.
It's Kendra because I saw her walking
okay.
in this morning.
She's got a broken toe.
Yeah. She was walking in really fast. She was doing okay. But yeah, I hope she gets better. My goodness. This is not a good morning for people. Hopefully you're doing well this morning.
Yeah. No body issues yet this morning. So the day is still early, though. But no body issues. And it was a super nice weekend. Relaxing, which was nice.
That's good. Do anything fun this weekend?
We went to our favorite restaurant. One of our favorite restaurants. They've been doing takeout the entire time during the pandemic. And they just opened up for indoor dining last week, or maybe even Friday was maybe been their first time opening up to indoor dining. And we went on Saturday night. So we went Saturday night, had a nice dinner on Saturday night, which was awesome. And then Sunday morning was out at the ranch with the horses. And my wife has been rehabbing one of our horses for the past year and a half and finally got him to a point where she can take him into the ring, into the arena and really work him. And she did that yesterday. And it was a great day. It was a good weekend.
Well, good. Good, good. It's nice relaxing weekend on my end. Not that anybody cares, but it was nice.
Of course we care. What did you guys do? Did you cook? You take out? What's going on?
What do we do every weekend? Let's be honest. What do we do every weekend? We stay home.
A lot of people stay home. Did you cook? Did you grill?
We did.
Did you watch football?
Our friends came over on Saturday, and we hung out, and we had some dinner, and then Sunday, all football, and then Emmys last night, and we've got more on that coming up later on this morning. But yeah, I was actually very entertained by the Emmys last night. I was kind of watching for that train wreck that was going to happen that I thought they pulled it off beautifully. And so, and I was very excited about some of the winners. I'm sure you were too, just based on that. But yeah, that's coming up. And then another thing coming up in what's trending, just Monday Night Football debuts in Las Vegas. That's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I can't believe this. We have football here in Las Vegas, our Las Vegas Raiders. We'll talk on it more here in what's trending in a second. But yeah, football tonight. And I know we'll get into the Emmys and who won and lost and everything coming up here in a few minutes. But I watched probably about the first hour, I would say, and I enjoyed it. All things considered, I enjoyed the show.
It was pretty good. I didn't watch the whole thing. We went and walked during part of it, but came back for the big ones, for the drama categories and stuff like that. So yeah, they did a really good job with what they had to work with. I was really, really impressed with how it turned out. And there was some funny moments and some heartwarming moments. So yeah, it was a good weekend on this end. Hopefully you guys all had great weekends too. Can't wait to catch up on everything that went on. So that's all coming up later on this morning. Coming up right around 6:30, NASCAR is coming to town, and we're super excited because we are going to have a NASCAR driver, another one, call in this morning. So we on, was it, when did Kurt Busch call in?
Kurt Busch was about, 2 weeks ago? Wasn't he 2 weeks ago?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was that long ago, and then Alex Bowman is calling in this morning at 6:30.
There you go. So let's start the show.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Emmys are trending this morning. So last night was the 72nd Annual Emmy Awards. They were the first to be held pandemic style. And Jimmy Kimmel was the host, live from a nearly empty Staples Center, as more than 100 nominees watched and broadcasted from home. Here's part of his opening.
Well, hello and welcome to the pandemies. Wow, it's great to finally see people again. The big question that I guess we should answer is, why would you have an award show in the middle of a pandemic? No, seriously, I'm asking, why are we having an award show in the middle of a pandemic?
About a dozen presenters and entertainers joined Kimmel's, like just Jason Bateman, Zendaya, Jennifer Aniston. S. Creek. I guess I can technically say it, but I don't know.
I checked with their boss last night. You said S. Creek.
Oh, really? Because on TV, we can say it.
I texted our boss last night when they were winning. I figured we'd be talking about it. I'm like, hey, can we say the show's name? He says, say S. Creek.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Yes.
Now I know. They swept all seven comedy categories, including Best Comedy Series, Best Actor for Eugene Levy, Best Actress for Catherine O'Hara, Best Supporting Actor for Daniel Levy, Best Supporting Actress for Annie Murphy, and Best Directing and Best Writing. Here's what it sounded like when they swept those categories.
For Outstanding Directing for a Comedy Series. Andrew Cividino, Daniel Levy, Creek.
Daniel Levy, Creek.
Daniel Levy, Creek.
Annie Murphy, Creek.
Goes on and
Eugene
on.
Eugene Levy,
Creek. So great. And if you haven't seen the show, it's definitely worth a watch going back. And I'm hoping a lot of people just start watching it now just based on how it swept all those categories. That has never happened before, and that was super cool to see them win.
And I loved how they were set up. I don't know if someone joked in the beginning, oh, this is great to be at Eugene Levy's house. I don't know if they really were at Eugene Levy's house, but I love this setup. They're all together kind of in the same room and hanging out and just soaking in all the greatness last night together.
Yeah, it was like a little party. It was really cool. Now let's go to the drama side. Outstanding actor and actress in a drama series was Jeremy Strong for Succession and Zendaya for Euphoria, respectively. ugly. Best drama series went to Succession. So I think for what it was, they did a good job pulling that award show off.
Yeah, I really enjoyed. I only watched like the first hour, and maybe because everything that I watched, S Creek was winning, and I love that show as well. So maybe that's why I enjoyed it so much. But I thought Kimmel did a great job with hosting. Joe Coy made an appearance. I love the little cameos they had last night. So all things considered, I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, it was really good. And then I love when I watch shows and I know what they're talking about. Not like the Oscars where I never see any of the movies. And I watched almost all these shows except for Succession, which did well. But I have not watched that yet, so I'm going to put that on my queue of things to watch. But it looks good. I just that's the one that I just never made it to on as far as the Emmys go.
That's a brilliant point, too. When you're invested in characters in a show and they start winning, it makes it even more special.
Yeah, we were screaming. We were so excited. We were texting our friends who are obsessed with the show, too. They're like, wow, 4 for 4. Oh, my gosh. So also trending this morning is Raider Nation. The Las Vegas Raiders have their home opener tonight at the all-new Allegiant Stadium. In their primetime debut, they'll be facing off against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Quarterback Derek Carr says he and his family love being in the desert, and they moved here as soon as possible so they could embrace this new era. He also says living here, it's good for the joints because he says, quote, it's so hot, it's easy for us to warm up for us old guys. I'll say because on this team, I'm pretty old. Kickoff is tonight at 5:15.
Exciting with the Killers doing that halftime show. Thunderbirds are doing a flyover. Even there's going to be no fans. Still such a cool experience tonight.
Yeah, very cool. And just to be in the national spotlight again. I know we keep saying it, but gosh, it's so crazy that Las Vegas has a professional football team. So that is trending this morning. Speeding is trending this morning. So if you have been pulled over for speeding, then maybe you drive a Subaru. People who drive Subarus get the most speeding tickets, according to a new study. They looked at over 2 million insurance applications and found that drivers of the Subaru WRX compact sports car are more likely than any other car to have a speeding ticket on their record. The Volkswagen GTI was second, followed by the Subaru Impreza. And then Cracker Barrel is trending this morning. You can now have a boozy brunch or a dinner at Cracker Barrel. The restaurant chain is going to let customers enjoy alcoholic beverages while dining. After testing it out, they decided they're going to permanently add beer, wine, and mimosas to the rest of its more than 600 locations. Just be careful about drinking and shopping, though, because that country store, that can be dangerous. You're under the influence. You're like, yeah, I need old-timey candy. Yeah, I need a quilt. I'm going to buy all this stuff. So there you go. That's what's trending for Monday, September 21st.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1264.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, September 21st. Do you remember?
Ah, do you remember?
That's today.
Is that today?
That's today.
Who sings that?
Earth, Wind, and Fire. It is Monday, September 21st, the day that they sang about in that song. September 21st. I don't know the year. 19-something? I don't know.
But hold on a second. I got it right here. Hold on.
Okay.
Do you remember when it was like September?
There you go. 21st of September. So today is that day. Hopefully you will remember it. It's a big day. There's a lot going on today, and we're so excited to have you guys with us this morning, joining us. Had a great weekend. Hopefully everyone's ready to get back at it, And you had a good weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was a really nice weekend, and it was especially nice when the Dallas Cowboys turned that game around yesterday afternoon. As a Cowboys fan, at one point, I think they were down 17-0, or it was bad. It was looking bad. They're playing the Falcons, and I was away for the first half and texting my fellow Cowboys fans about, oh, what's going wrong with the team this season, and they came back to win that game 40-39, and then retexting those fellow Cowboys fans that were with me coming down on the team, and now they're Super Bowl bound. After that win, they're going all the way. That was the turning point for the season.
Well, that's cool. I saw that they were behind by like 20 points on that game, and Atlanta just completely got destroyed.
Yeah, it was a back and forth. It came down to a final second field goal, and they did it. So it's something like that. When your favorite team, your football team, turns around a big victory like that, it tends to turn around the day, so that was really cool.
That's good. Yeah, we watched a lot of football yesterday, too. My Broncos did not fare as well, but still root for them no matter what. You know, it's just, it's nice to be able to watch some of these games and just grateful for that, even if your team lose. I'd rather watch a game and see my team lose than not watch a game at all.
Yeah, yes,
that's
yes, exactly.
That's just kind of my way of thinking.
At least we got some football going. Yeah. And the Cowboys, they had some fans in the stadium yesterday, which was cool to see. They seem to be, it's such a huge stadium. I think it seats like 100,000 people, so they could space them out nice. But yeah, Dallas had some fans going in there, so yeah, it was cool. How did your fantasy team do?
I lost yesterday. How did your team go?
It was a great football day for me because both my fantasy teams, I have two leagues, both won, and then the Cowboys won.
Wow. So you are just on cloud nine today. I feel your infectious energy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You got a good week ahead of you? What's going on? Talk to me, sister.
What do you mean? I'm working. And I'm trying to think. Not much is going on in my world, honestly. I wish I had more to report. I'm excited because Alex Bowman, NASCAR driver, is going to be on our show in just a few minutes because NASCAR is coming to town. I was a little bummed. They're not going to allow fans there. I was bummed for my husband because he was going to be able to get back to work if they did allow fans. And since they are not, he is still out of work. And it's just been tough for him. He's been so patient and just trying to keep a good outlook on things. But yeah, it's just they're not going to have fans. Like, they're going to have like some of the suites, if you're a suite owner, you can still go and stuff like that. But as far as him, he's a photographer, and so he's not going to be able to go to that. We were just kind of waiting all weekend, like, are they gonna allow fans? And then we found out Friday, and he's like, oh, no work. And I'm like, well, now you can enjoy watching the race for the first
exactly.
time.
He's worked the races the past 10 years. Now we can soak it and enjoy it. Yeah, and that was a decision that was just made recently, too. Like you said, on Friday. So they were kind of hoping the last minute to get some people. And that's another huge venue where you can space people out. But they didn't approve it, so.
Well, and the reason why is because the governor apparently never got back to anybody on that. Like, he was supposed to give an this is just what I had heard through, not even through my husband, he doesn't know why, so through some other people, they're like, they were supposed to get an answer, and by Friday they didn't hear anything, so they were like, well, we just have to call it. So I'm not sure if that's true or not. We got to look into
that, they submitted everything to him. Like, why aren't you returning our emails and calls?
Like, he doesn't have enough on his plate right now.
But that'll be cool. So yeah, Alex Bowman will be on the show right around 6:30. And then coming up here, we do have some dirt in about 7 minutes. Cardi B, she's setting the record straight on her divorce. Actually, might have some audio on this one. It's all coming up in about 7 minutes.
Come over, right.
That's JP Sachs, Julia Michaels, If the World Was Ending on Mix 94.1.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
We kind of covered the Emmys in What's Trending, but if you missed it, Jimmy Kimmel hosted the show, and winners were presented their awards at home or other remote locations. Now, the show started off with a fake crowd, which worked until host Jimmy Kimmel noticed himself in the audience.
Hey, was that me? But wait, if I'm down there, how am I up here? That would mean that no one is in the audience. That would mean that I'm up here all alone, just like prom night.
Now, S. Creek won 9 Emmys last night, breaking the record for most wins by a comedy series in a single season. Prior to last night, they had 0 Emmy wins.
That is surprising based on the fact that they got those Emmys for their final season and been on for 5 seasons prior to that, but it was well-deserved, that's for sure.
Now, I don't know if you saw this photo or not, but a power outage prevented The Rock's gate from opening, so he couldn't leave his house. What did he do? He's The Rock. He ripped it off with his bare hands. He posted on Instagram saying, I made some calls to see how fast I can get the gate tech on site, but I didn't have 45 minutes to wait. By this time, I know I have hundreds of production crew members waiting for me to come to work so we can start our day. So I did what I had to do. I pushed, pulled, and ripped the gate completely off myself.
He sounds, it sounds like he just didn't have a lot of time, and he is recovering very well from COVID. So it looks like things are good in The Rock's world.
Yeah, COVID gave him superhuman strength. My gosh. Now, tomorrow is the first day of fall, but let's talk about Christmas movies. Elf is considered a modern-day classic among Christmas movies. So it's surprising there's never been a sequel. Well, now we kind of know why. James Caan played Buddy's biological father in the movie, and in a recent interview, he said, quote, we were going to do it, but the director, Jon Favreau, and Will Ferrell didn't get along very well. Apparently, Will wanted to do it, but he wanted to do it without Jon Favreau, but because of contract obligations, it got too messy.
Oh, that's too bad. Although, there is a part of me that's glad that there wasn't, because sometimes it waters down the original. So I think let's let Elf be the classic that we watch every holiday season. And I'm not glad that they didn't get along, but I'm glad they didn't make another one.
Yeah, because if it doesn't live up to the standards of the first one, then the first one will be tainted as well.
Yeah.
Well, Cardi B just opened up about her divorce from Offset. She went on Instagram Live Friday to make it clear that she's not divorcing Offset because of cheating or baby rumors, none of that. She just got sick and tired of arguing and not seeing eye to eye. Here's some of Cardi B from Friday.
Sometimes you just want, you just tired of the of the arguments, of the buildups. You get tired sometimes. And before something bad happens, before you get left, before you get cheated on, sometimes you just want to leave. What is so bad about that? Why y'all want it to be a baby? Why y'all want it to be, oh, he cheated again? Why?
Again? Oh, he did cheat before then, apparently.
Oh, look at that little pickup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we don't. Nobody wants it to be that, Cardi. No. It's just these people start these rumors and whatever.
She got there on Friday, got in front of it and addressed everything. Now, this weekend, the South Point 400 NASCAR will be here in Las Vegas. And coming up in 10 minutes, Alex Bowman will be on the show.
He is in the chase and doing really, really well. Can't wait to hear about him. And he's got some ties to Las Vegas. Some interesting ones, some painful ones. We're going to talk about all that coming up in just a few minutes.
Mix.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1. Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
He is the driver of the number 88, finished ninth in Saturday's race in Richmond, and his fourth consecutive top 10 finish. We have Alex Bowman.
Yay. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the phone and talk, and it's the first time you've ever called into the show. We've had a lot of NASCAR drivers on, and you guys are coming to Las Vegas. How are you feeling about it? You're looking so good this season.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back there. Vegas has been a great racetrack for us in the past, and we almost won there this spring. That last caution kind of bit us, but a little bit of unfinished business. Hopefully we can get in victory lane. It's one of my favorite tracks we go to.
Are there any factors that come into play when you race in Las Vegas? Like in football, when they play in Denver, you have the elevation, or they play in Green Bay, it's the cold weather. Is heat a big factor for you guys when you come to town?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, that's probably the most underrated thing about what we do is just how hot it gets inside the race cars. With as hot as it will be there, it'll be probably 145 degrees, 150 degrees inside the race cars. And we're in there for 3.5 hours. So it's tough. Hydration is really critical everywhere we go, but especially when we get out in the hotter areas. But the heat is a key factor for us for sure.
Well, you're no stranger to racing here in Las Vegas. I know that back when you were doing dirt tracks, you had a pretty bad crash, right? And you were stuck here for a while.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Sorry.
I crashed a midget pretty bad at the dirt track. Spent like a week in the ICU there, so that wasn't much fun. I broke a bunch of ribs. Ooh. And my collarbones, and like punctured and collapsed my lung, and had all kinds of fun. So we'll try to not repeat that.
No, you got it out of the way. That's the way I look at it. Like, you got that out of the way. So now they put you back together and you're like Superman now, right?
Yeah, I'll take it. Whatever you say. I'm good with that. That theory works good for me.
So you race, your car is a Chevy Camaro. Do you drive a Camaro? Is that your daily?
I don't. So I'm a big car guy. So I have way too many cars. So I have a couple Corvettes, but I can't leave anything alone. So nothing I have is stock. Like, I have to make it cooler and like customize it. So I have a Corvette that makes like 1,200 horsepower.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. So that's what I drove today. It's a good one for sure.
Do you ever go on eBay and look to see how much your stuff is selling for?
Oh, no, I don't. The last time I was on eBay, I bought a truck, so I try to stay off eBay as much as possible.
Wait, like a mini truck or a truck that you have in your car collection?
No, I bought a 1966 Chevrolet C10 on eBay. There might have been some liquid courage involved.
Oh, no.
buying an old truck off eBay. But, you know, I woke up the next morning and I still owned it. So it's all good.
That is hilarious, I mean, number one. And number two, good for you that you could just charge that on your credit card.
Mercedes and I sometimes do it with Amazon. We order like Amazon Prime and like some water shows up the next day. You order a truck and it shows up the next day. It's awesome, dude. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It was something that I wanted and that I had been thinking about, but, you know, like, I wasn't going to pull the trigger, and I just fully sent it. So, I guess that's part of life.
Hey, we are so excited to see you here in Vegas. Before we let you go, I want to do a little game with you. You've heard of the Marry, Kiss, and Kill game before, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so this is the Spotter, Crew Chief, and Pit Crew game. So, tell me of these three names, who you'd put at spotter, who you'd put at crew chief, and who you'd put at pit crew, all right?
All right.
Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Kyle Busch.
So crew chief, we're going with Kyle Busch, because I feel like he is super smart on, like, what's in his race car. He's really plugged in mechanically to the cars and knows a lot about that side of it. Spotter, I'm going to go with Dale Jr. because he's like a professional talker. And like that guy, he does a really good job between his podcast and his TV stuff. He's good at all that. And pit crew, I'm going with Jimmy Johnson because he's the most athletic person in the garage.
Okay, how about Justin Bieber, Snoop Dogg, and Taylor Swift?
Oh, wow. Snoop Dogg's going to be my crew chief because he's calm, cool, and collected at all times. Taylor Swift's going to be my spotter, which might be a little weird. And I guess Justin Bieber is my pit crew, which I feel like that's going to go poorly. But
well, we can't wait to see you, Alex. Best of luck to you here in Las Vegas. We will be watching and rooting for you. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Harry Styles, Adore You on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Bars in and around Las Vegas are serving again. As of 11:59 p.m. last night, Nevada's Coronavirus Task Force voted last week to reopen spots that serve alcohol without food, as well as bar tops with gaming. This is the second time that bars, taverns, wineries, and similar businesses are opening the doors during the pandemic. They were required to close in mid-July following an increase of cases. Nevada's COVID-19 Mitigation and Management Task Force has been monitoring the situation and noticed some progress was being made in Clark County. Business owners, though, must still follow social distancing guidelines, operate at 50% capacity, and require facial coverings.
That is great news and just in time to watch some Monday Night Football tonight.
That's right. The organization that controls our emojis just announced the new ones that will be coming to our phones next year, and it's pretty light. The emoji rollout for 2020 was botched like everything this year because the timeline got pushed back for coronavirus. So we all still haven't gotten this year's new emojis, including things like a pinching finger hand, a ninja, a mouse trap. And because the emoji rollout cycle is behind, next year's crop is pretty sparse. It's mostly emojis of couples with a heart between them. There's a huge mix of genders and races for those couples. But the other new emojis for 2021 are a man and a woman with a hipster haircut and beard, a heart wrapped in bandages, a heart on fire, a face with swirly eyes, a face in the clouds, and a face puffing out smoke. These are supposedly going to hit our phones sometime next year. I feel like they're missing out on one because I was looking for it the other day. And I was like, oh, they don't have this? It's a tortilla. Why not just a plain tortilla?
Oh, there's not one there, huh?
No, there's a burrito. So it's got a tortilla wrap, but there's no just plain tortilla. I think we need a tortilla.
See, we gotta get on top of these things. We should have a committee. And you can put this down. We can vote on it.
I would like to be on that emoji committee. I've got ideas. I've got lots of ideas. I do, on this whole iOS 14 update, have you updated your phone yet?
No, because you talked about it last week, about the different icons and stuff on your phone. I've yet to do it. Yeah,
and
the widgets.
All that stuff. Well, I will say that ever since the update, because it updated my Apple Watch too. Is anyone in the same boat? My battery drain now is insane on my watch. I could go all day on one charge on my Apple Watch. But then the update came out, and on Friday, by like 6 o'clock, it had drained. And I was like, what the heck? So I contacted them and they're like, oh, call us, blah, blah. But I was just so annoyed. And then as far as the phone goes, I haven't noticed anything. But usually, don't they say that's what happens? They have a new model coming out, so they make sure all the old models. My phone froze Friday morning, though. I was trying to do a thing for Channel 8. And they're like, you got to call in. And I couldn't dial anyone. I couldn't call.
It just locked up.
It just locked. And it was all after that update.
How long have you had your watch for, Apple Watch for?
Like 2 or 3 years.
So you've had it for, in the Apple world, that's a long time to have something for 3 years.
Well, it's the series four. There's a series five right after mine. And then they just announced a sixth that has not been released.
Slowing yet. You down. So you get ready to buy the new one.
Yeah.
My phone's the same way. My phone is, it's acts so weird. Mine's an old, I don't even know what this one is. It's an older one, but it's the same thing where it starts, it has, if it's unlocked, sometimes it'll have a mind of its own. It'll open up text messages. It has dialed people before on its own. So it's either a repair or brand new phone or something. Cause I did the most recent update, still having issues with the thing.
Oh, so you did do the update?
Not the current one. I did one last week. So I guess it was sitting on an update for a long time. So I did one last week and now I still have to do another one. So I'm thinking I'm one update behind, but I was on a call last week and all of a sudden my phone on its own put the call I was on hold, dialed another person, and I didn't pick up on it, continued the conversation with a complete stranger.
That's
I'm like, what is... I looked down that the call I was on was on hold, and now we started a new call. So bizarre.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of these updates, and it's so frustrating, because I'm adamant I'm not buying a new watch. I'm keeping this watch. There's nothing wrong with it. Why is my battery draining?
Amen.
Also, this morning, so I was just thinking, you know, we need a way to make this world even creepier than it is right now. And now we found that way. There is a new app called Mole, M-O-L-E. And basically, it lets you hire anonymous strangers to work as your spies. You go on Mole and post that you want to see live video of a certain location. Then someone else on Mole who's near that location can get paid a few bucks to live stream it to you. They say you could use it for anything from checking your house when you're away to see how long the line is outside of a restaurant, or maybe you want to see the Eiffel Tower live right now while you're stuck at home. Now, I can't think of any ways people might use this app to do terrible things. Not at all. Not a single one, but that is available. It's called Mole.
So if you think your significant other's cheating on you and they say, oh yeah, we're going to PT's tonight. Okay, cool. Which one? 215 and Jones. Cool. Hire Mole to run the live stream inside. You don't see your significant other in there. It could be trouble.
Big time. Yeah. Did my friends really stay home tonight or did they go out without me? Follow them. Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can use that one.
Hey, Mole, I'm out of town. Can you go check on my house to make sure no one's in front of it, telling Mole that you're not home?
And then can you go inside? Okay, that's not my house, but you know, whatever.
Panic at the Disco, Mix 94.1.
That's Britney Spears on Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning coming up this hour. Would you go to a wedding that set you based on your gift? Wait until you hear about one bride's criteria. It is 7:01 and Monday Night Football hits Las Vegas. This is very exciting. Whether you're a Raider fan or not, you got to be so happy that football is in Las Vegas. The Raiders take on the Saints tonight in the city's first ever NFL home opener. And I don't feel like I'm embellishing things when I say that we are about to witness history, you guys. Sports history.
It's going to be unbelievable tonight. The stadium is done. What a gorgeous state-of-the-art stadium. I mean, there's, 30 teams in the NFL, and we're one of the cities lucky enough now to have a football team. Fans or no fans, it's going to be big tonight.
Yeah, it really is. And if you are a huge Raider fan, I saw there's a bunch of pictures of them all hanging out in front of the Allegiant Stadium and taking pictures. They did a whole fan photo op, and that was pretty cool to see. It's just amazing that this will go down. This day will go down in Las Vegas history, the first ever home opener at Allegiant Stadium. Have you ever witnessed any sort of sports history? Have you ever been a part of anything historical? And if so, what was it? Our number on the Findlay Volkswagen Henderson studio line is 702-364-9400.
It's cool to say when it's all said and done that we're in Las Vegas when the Raiders came to Las Vegas, be able to say that. Same with the Golden Knights. When they started their first season, we were here in town. But I was not live at any of the Golden Knights' iconic wins or games. For me, my biggest sports moment that I witnessed would be the Phillies, 1993 Phillies. They went on to the World Series. They lost the World Series, but they made it. And I was there game five when they beat the Atlanta Braves in Philly to advance to the World Series.
Oh, that's cool. That's historical,
yeah.
I think.
It was awesome because it was a deal once they made the playoffs. It was like a raffle lottery system, and my dad got tickets to a playoff game, and then he also got tickets to the World Series if they made it. And he asked my brother and I, which do you want to do? I'm like, I'll take the playoff because that's a guarantee. World Series wasn't guaranteed. And they were down against the Braves, and they ended up beating them in Atlanta and coming back to Philly. And it was at the Vet Stadium, some 50, 60,000 fans just going nuts that night. It was awesome.
That's awesome. Jose just sent us a message saying Las Vegas Lights opening season in 2017, and then the Golden Knights ceremony opening on in 2017 also. Saw that on television. Wasn't lucky enough to be there, but just based on my reaction at home, I can't imagine how I would have reacted to see it in person. And we've been to a lot of Golden Knights games where we did go to a couple Stanley Cup final games that first year, which I think was very historical.
Yeah.
But to see that first game and just the presentation that they had, it was so emotional and just so beautiful. That, I think, would have been an amazing opportunity to see.
There was against the Washington Capitals, right? Did they win or lose when you went in the Stanley Cup?
They lost. Yeah, they lost, I think, both games that we went to. But what was cool on one of the games, our seats, they were right by where one of the national broadcast teams would broadcast. They were like in a corner in this media area. And the guy that takes care of the Stanley Cup with the gloves and all, he was right there with them. And I remember just taking pictures like, oh my gosh, there's the Stanley Cup. It's right there. And he's got the white gloves on. That's the only way he
handles it. You can see the cup right there?
Oh, it was like feet away from
me.
No
way.
It was
awesome.
So crazy. Yeah. So that was cool. And then I saw a no-hitter once, Tim Lincecum, when he played for the Giants. We were in San Diego on vacation. We decided just randomly, hey, let's go see the Padres play the Giants. There's tickets available. I mean, we were like in the upper deck, but we didn't care. We had so much fun. And we're watching him like, I think this guy might pitch a no-hitter. And it just kept getting closer and closer, and he did. And the place went nuts. Like, we weren't a fan of either team, but we were super excited to see that. That was really cool.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now, speaking of sports, Las Vegas Aces, they lost their first playoff game against Connecticut. It's a best-of-five series. So game two is tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. But we were here in town when the Aces came.
Yeah, that's another bit of history. It's just amazing how the town keeps growing and growing, and to see all the great things that are happening. Even during this time, it's really, really cool that we're having some reasons to celebrate.
Saints are favored by 5.5, though, tonight. Though I have faith in our Las Vegas Raiders to win their first home game ever. It's gonna be cool stuff. Coming up here in the dirt, an iconic celebrity friendship has been rekindled. I've got the audio, and it's coming up here in about 7 minutes.
Listen to Mix on your smartphone device by telling Alexa to play Mix 94.1.
Hey, Alexa.
Okay.
This way, you'll never miss a second of Mercedes in the Morning and Vegas's best variety.
Finally, something we can all enjoy.
Mix 94.1.
It's Gabby Barrett and Charlie Puth. I hope Mix 94.1.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Emmys last night, and Jimmy Kimmel hosted the show. Winners, they were presented their awards at home and other remote locations. Here is some of Kimmel's opening monologue.
Well, hello and welcome to the Pandemies. Wow, it's great to finally see people again. The big question that I guess we should answer is, why would you have an award show in the middle of a pandemic? No, seriously, I'm asking, why are we having an award show in the middle of a pandemic?
Did you see the opening bit where they sprayed the envelopes with Lysol and set them on fire?
Yes.
And then Jennifer Aniston came out, and her job was to put it out with a fire extinguisher. Those things would not go out.
No, it took a little spraying on those.
S Creek won 9 Emmys last night, breaking the record for most wins by a comedy series in a single season. And prior to this, they had no Emmy wins. Here's a little montage of their winnings from last night.
For outstanding directing for a comedy series. Andrew Civadino, Daniel Levy, Creek.
Daniel Levy, Creek.
Daniel Levy, Creek.
Annie Murphy, Creek.
Eugene Levy, Creek.
Catherine O'Hara.
Show was on fire last night.
Yeah, it was great to see them win. Well deserved. If you don't watch the show, you got to watch it. Start from the beginning and enjoy the ride, because I went back and watched it all over again, and I'm tempted to do it a third time. It's that good.
The best drama series, Succession on HBO. Best comedy series, as you know, S-Creek. Best limited series, HBO. Watchmen. Best TV movie, Vacation on HBO. And then let's touch on reality stuff. Best structured reality program, Queer Eye on Netflix. Best unstructured reality program, Cheer, which we love on Netflix. And then a best variety talk series, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
They did a really good job of keeping it going, I thought. There were a couple moments where it's like, okay, move on. But for the most part, for what it was, you know, Hollywood patting each other on the back, I was interested, and I was happy to see S-Creek do so well.
Yeah, especially if you love that show. It was a good night. Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian, apparently they are pals again. They reunited for a girls' night out. Here's some of their audio from social media. Oh, hold on 1 second.
We're just hanging out. Just a fun day, me and Paris. If you haven't seen her documentary on YouTube, you guys should check it out. That's it.
Loves it.
Interesting.
The band is back together.
Yeah.
Well, look at this. Kanye West and Taylor Swift. I mean, I don't think they are friends. But over the weekend, Kanye claimed that he wanted to help Taylor in her battle with Scooter Braun over her masters. He tweeted, "I'm going to personally see to it that Taylor Swift gets her masters back. Scooter is a close family friend."
That if he comes full circle and helps her with that, I will eat this piece of Kleenex I am holding right now. That is crazy.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Tom Hardy was trending on Google this weekend because there's a report circulating online claiming that he is going to be the next James Bond. There's nothing official yet. Daniel Craig's final appearance as Bond will be in the upcoming movie No Time to Die, which has been delayed due to COVID-19. It's supposed to come out in November, but it's possible that it could get pushed back again, but we'll see what transpires. A lot of names, I think, have popped up over the past year about who will be the next Bond.
Yeah, but we never get that final confirmation on it. It's like one of those things. I'll believe it when I see it, because we could literally throw out anyone's name, and they were probably in consideration at one point.
And let's not forget that Billie Eilish did the theme song to the new Bond, No Time to Die. And speaking of movies, this is no surprise, but the summer box office is down 98% this year compared to last year.
Well, lack of movies.
Lack of theaters.
And there's still a pandemic. I mean, a lot of people don't feel comfortable with doing that stuff.
We had no movie theaters to go to as well.
Yeah.
Hey, want to go see a movie? We can't because they're all closed. So that'll do it. And right now, here's Ed Sheeran. I don't care. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. I mean, I think this controller back here, this computer's gotten more sensitive.
Because you don't make the mistakes. It's got to be the controller.
That's right. It does. Mercedes, come on now. It's not me. It's when I go to load stuff up. You put it on this thing that's playing, it automatically overrides it. I swear to God, I think that's a new feature because it's happened so many times since we've been back after being under lockdown. So,
you're not a little rusty, maybe, after we were on lockdown? No, I'm just kidding.
So I'm so sorry to Meghan Trainor. And boss, no need to send me a text message. The same thing that happened last week just happened right now. So there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in case you wanted to hear the rest of that song, you can look it up on iTunes or something.
Absolutely.
Meghan Trainor. Yeah, it's that was Listening to Love You with John Legend. Meghan Trainor, she has a new Christmas album that's going to be coming out. They just announced that last week, and it's coming out October 30th, a very Trainor Christmas. So she'll bring some much needed cheer to the holiday season. It's 7:29, Mercedes in the morning, and coming off of the weekend, it sounds like you had a good weekend, spent some time outdoors, relaxing, just taking some time off. Same thing on this end. We were just having some friends over on Saturday for dinner, and it was so funny because our friends, they have a two-year-old little boy, and he's the sweetest thing. I love him so much. I feel like he's my little baby. I just love him. And they were coming over to our house to see it for the first time since we finished our remodel. They've seen it like in stages, but they hadn't seen it totally done and everything decorated and stuff. So they were all excited to come over. We had dinner ready, and they come in, and it's, you know, he's a bundle of energy. That he's two, he's a boy, he's running all over the place. But we like put stuff away to make sure that there was not going to be any issues, right? Have you ever had any major kid damage where a kid did so much damage that you couldn't even believe it, or it made a mess that you didn't even know where to start to clean up? And if so, what was it? Call or text us on the Findlay Volkswagen and Henderson text line at 702-364-9400. He made some major kid damage in our newly renovated house. And here's the thing. I wasn't even mad. I felt so bad for his parents because they felt terrible.
Oh no, what did he do? And by the way, you posted some new pictures of the house this past weekend. Looks stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Really did. And your before photos are stunning as well. You have a beautiful home, but yeah, the after pictures are just gorgeous. What did this 2-year-old do to your house?
So we like redid our floors, and it's like hardwood floors. It's really nice. And like I said, shame on us. I thought we got everything out of the way. Well, we have these wax melt things to make the house smell good. And you put it on a little warmer, the wax is in there, just smells like, it would smell like fall. I think that was the name of it, like fall season or something. So I'm in the kitchen getting stuff ready for dinner. I'm talking to the dad. Matt is outside, and mom and my girls are with his mom, and they're all in another room. And all of a sudden we hear this crash, and oh my gosh, baby crying. We all run in there, and he got a hold of the wax melter thing that was high up, pulled it down, wax all over the brand new floors. I was more concerned because wax on him.
Yeah, hot wax on a 2-year-old's not good.
Yeah, and granted, it wasn't hot. It was warm, but still, like, so that's the first thing I went after. I'm like, oh my gosh, is he okay? And they're like, And dad grabs him, takes him to the bathroom, and then I look and there's just wax all over the brand new floor. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And I'm like, don't worry, you guys. We'll be fine. We'll figure out how to pick it up. And in the meantime, I'm freaking out. I don't know how to get off wax from a floor.
How
it's hardening.
Do you get that off?
It's hardening.
We've been in that situation where you knock over a candle or something, the wax spills. My wife has it on her desk in her office, spilt it. The wax is still there.
So we start looking at it and start scratching it, and then I'm like, no, we're gonna scratch the floors if we do that. So I go, Brooklyn, Google how to get wax off of floors. So she, like lightning, man, she goes in there, looks it up on her phone, she goes, get a piece of fabric and get it wet and get a hair dryer. So I'm like, go get my hair dryer. So she goes, she gets it, I find this old tablecloth, I get it wet. And I could not believe this hack. It was incredible. So you melt the wax with the hairdryer, and then you put the wet cloth on it, and it picks it up and hardens it in the cloth. So it's completely gone from the floor. All of that wet wax goes in, it hardens, and it stays in the cloth. And we were able to salvage it.
That's a hack that I think everyone can use. We've all been in that situation.
Oh my
gosh. A candle, too much wax, a candle overflows or something. We've all been in that situation. And you immediately try to wipe it up when the wax is hot, and you get some of it up, but the wax dries quickly, and you just spread it out.
It spreads everywhere, yeah. This way, it stays in there.
This is brilliant.
So there was a lot of it. It took us about an hour and a half to clean the whole thing up. But the point is, we were able to. And that there was like a damper on the night. I kept telling them, I'm like, don't feel bad, you guys. It's an accident. It's fixed. And they're like, you invited us to your newly renovated house and we destroy it. I'm like, it's not destroyed. It's just stuff, you know? Sammy, good morning. What's the most kid damage you've ever seen?
Oh, gosh. So years ago, I bought a house and my buddies would come over once a week for like a game night. And one of my buddies had a little girl. She couldn't have been more than 2 or 3. And I had brand new furniture, a whole brand new living room set for the new house. And we left her in the living room, and we were in another adjacent room. We could see her, but we really couldn't see what she was doing. And in a period of maybe 20 minutes, she had found a jumbo Sharpie black marker.
Oh, no.
And over every, I had two couches, the couch, the love seat, the end tables, the coffee tables, the floor, the stand, the custom wooden stand that was holding a 400-gallon fish tank, the TV stand, the TV, everything was covered and scribbled in jumbo black marker.
Wow. Now tell me there is a hack to get that off, please.
No, but it's a quick way to lose friends because he ghosted me that night and I never saw him again.
Oh,
when his kid did it. Yeah. Oh my gosh, he was that embarrassed. I hope our friends won't ghost us, because the next day, like, we checked in to make sure he was okay. They didn't find anything on him because he wasn't burned, thank God. And they're like, how's the floor? I'm like, it's fine. It's beautiful. It's clean. It's so clean right now. You can eat off of it. But that's crazy. This text says, when I was at work, my son took Sharpie to the wall, our floor, the TVs, the PlayStation, the computer screen. Sharpies, man, in the kid's hand. Bad news. And then this one says, another hack for the wax. Use a clothing iron with a wet towel to heat and soak up the melted wax. Mm. Yeah, it worked like a charm. So if you ever, I hope you're never in that situation, but if you are, it worked perfectly.
But at least all of this came, we got a great lesson out of this entire thing. It was an education. We all now know what to do when the wax spills in the house, which, thank you for that.
And also, don't leave wax in the open if there's a two-year-old. What's he going to do? He's two, of course. Uh-huh.
Smells good.
Mm. Yeah, what's this?
Hot 3 is up next. What do you got?
Okay, we are going to talk about the Raiders. Raider Nation debuts in Las Vegas. What to expect tonight. Also, this morning, a new study finds that there's a science between texting someone, just a regular word, and a word with a few extra letters in it, and a wedding RSV card that is basically giving you your choice of seating based on your gift. We'll explain coming up next in the Hot 3.
Don't ghost us. Mercedes in the Morning will be right back. Mix 94.1. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, tonight is a historic night for an historic franchise. The Las Vegas Raiders are going to debut Allegiant Stadium to the football world. In this primetime debut, they'll be facing off against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Now, NDOT, the Nevada Department of Transportation, they're urging drivers to remain safe today due to this game. The agency said that they expect drivers near Allegiant Stadium, near I-15 and Russell, to want to catch a glimpse of the excitement due to the game. They said, while we understand the genuine excitement surrounding Southern Nevada's first NFL game, we caution motorists not to stop on the freeway or local roads to catch a glimpse. One vehicle stopping followed by another and then another can cause a serious chain reaction with damaging effects. And Dot said no part of the game will be visible from outside the stadium, so please don't do that. Kickoff is at 5:15.
Well, no real reason to put the parking to the test. There's no fans in attendance, but we'll see what happens on the 15th, because it's so close to the freeway right there. Driving by the stadium, you're curious to hit the brakes a little bit and look in there. And I also wonder, too, if you're from Mandalay Bay, a room higher up, if you could see into the stadium, or you just still see the outside of the stadium.
Well, there is a big window, I always thought that the theory that if you could see out, someone can see in would stand true. But I don't know. The angle it has is more of like T-Mobile Monte Carlo, kind of. So, or not Monte Carlo. I'm going back to
time. Park, mean, yeah.
MGM. So I doubt it, but who knows? I do think there will be quite a few people outside that stadium. I don't think people are going to just not show up, even though we can't actually watch the game.
We're parking garage across the street. Yeah. Just saying.
I'm just going to see.
Some people won't be there. We'll see.
Also this morning, now that we all refuse to talk to each other and just want to send messages, there's a big challenge. How can you give people clues to the tone and feeling behind what you're saying just through typing? Emojis and GIFs are two ways, but another way is adding tons of letters to normal words. A new study looked into how we add extra letters to words to give them different meanings. Like, yes, with at least five S's shows you're more excited than just spelling yes in the normal way. How about sure with at least five R's? That's sarcastic as opposed to just sure. And then what with at least five A's means you're shocked and you're confused. Researchers say there's an actual science behind what we're doing here. We all have the same instinct to mess with the length of normal words to give them different meanings. That actually makes those words an important part of our evolving modern language. So soon enough, hey, with like nine Y's will end up being in the dictionary because that means something different than hey with just one Y. It's kind of crazy to think about, but there are so many different just feelings that you get from certain words if you add those extra letters.
I agree with that. Yes, too. You ask someone a question. Do you want to do this tonight? Yes. Okay, just yes. You want to go out to dinner tonight? Yes. Like, all right, they're into it. Cool.
I get that from the period, too, versus the exclamation mark. Hello, period. Whoa.
Or no punctuation whatsoever.
See, I prefer no to a period. I feel like period is mean and just final. And if someone wrote, hi, no period, be like, hi, back. If someone wrote, hi, period, hi. What did I do? Now
exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Just to get your point across.
It's hard, though, if you use your Siri to send text because she doesn't account for all those. So I'll just talk into it and I'll say something back. And then I'll get a text back like, are you mad at me? I'm like, no, why? Like, well, the way you said that, it ended like either in a period or it just came across cold. Like, how are you doing? Fine, period. Oh, man, I didn't mean it that way. I was just talking. Finally, this morning, there's a fine line between tacky and groundbreaking. There's a wedding RSVP card that's going viral right now for its pure insanity. So the couple is offering people different options for dinner based on how much money they're planning to give as a gift. So here's the breakdown. If you give a gift up to $250, you can pick roast chicken or swordfish. If your gift is $251 to $500,
we're starting low?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I know. Sliced steak or poached salmon for that one. Now, let's say you're going to spend $501 to $1,000. Then you get to pick between a filet mignon or a lobster tail. And spending more than $1,000? Well, then you can get a 2-pound lobster, a souvenir champagne goblet, or the vegetarian or kosher option. That's right. Those two aren't offered at any of the lower gift levels.
Oh, man, I'm doomed.
Yeah. And as you might expect, people are just tearing into this couple on social media.
What does $50 get you, does it say?
That's anything up to $250. You get the chicken or the swordfish.
Well, swordfish sounds nice.
Yeah. I'm going with chicken on that one.
Yeah.
At that point, I think I would be so turned off, I would not go. Because I can't imagine, are they going to have something when you walk in? If you donate to this, yes. If you don't, no. You can't come in, so who knows?
No dancing unless you donate $50 per song to dance
right,
to as
no,
well.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm. It's Mix 94.1.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello on Mix 94.1. It is 7:58, Mercedes in the morning. Coming up later on this morning, we've got some what's trending for you. We're going to talk about, of course, the Raiders, which we just touched on a little bit earlier. Also, the Emmys last night. It was a big night for one comedy. If you missed it, we'll talk about all of that coming up. Now, just coming off of the big weekend and catching up on everything that's going on, we heard about my little debacle at my house with some spilt wax. How was your weekend?
My weekend, personally, was great. We did dinner. My wife and I went out to dinner on Saturday night, one of our favorite restaurants. They've been doing takeout since things reopened. This was the first weekend they allowed in-room dining, so we went to the restaurant on Saturday. And then Sunday, we were out at the ranch with the horses on Sunday, so it was a really nice weekend, but I got a buddy of mine who lives in Utah who's kind of in an interesting situation dealing with a blended family. He is divorced. He's got three beautiful kids. His oldest is like 15 or 16. And he just started dating this girl a couple months ago. And he's posting pictures of her on social media. And they went to an event last week for the first time. They brought their families together. And he posted a nice photo of his kids with her kids. And it was really nice on Instagram. But in the group message, one of my buddies made a comment to my friend saying, hey, your new family looks really nice. Too bad, I'll change the name, too bad Dan thinks her son is a jerk.
This is like a direct quote.
Well, I'm changing his name, and he used a different word. He didn't call him a jerk. So the two sons, I don't know how old his son is. Based on the picture, they're about the same age, maybe 15, 16. Two sons meet for the first time. Dad is very serious with mom. Two sons apparently just don't get along. They're not blending well. What do you do in that situation? If you have a blended family, things are moving along, and the kids don't get along. How do you handle that situation?
Oh, man, if it's the kids, I say deal with it. I don't know. I'm not from a blended family, but the kids, they don't get to dictate the parents' happiness. I'm sorry. I know that sucks, and it's going to be a rough road, but hopefully they end up getting over it. Is he even considering, like, ending the relationship because of this?
No, he didn't say, okay. And this is all I got on the story, so I haven't talked to him directly about everything, just kind of putting the pieces of the puzzle together, and he just seems very, very happy with this girl that he's dating. His last relationship was crash and burn. He seems very happy with her. Things are moving at a faster pace, but I'm just trying to think. Let's say marriage, they get together, and I'm so happy for his happiness, but if the two sons start banging heads, and I know he doesn't have full custody of his kids, so if they did get married, move in together, his kids will be coming and going with mom.
Well, then you have that where maybe you do your best to try to make sure that they don't cross paths as much. But I don't think that ending the relationship should even be on the table, if it is on the table. But what do you guys think? Especially if you're from a blended family, and we got to understand, not everyone's going to like each other. It's just not going to happen. But when do you have to take action on something like that? Or do you just leave it alone and say, hey, you guys got to be mature enough to hash this out, because the adults in this relationship are happy. And ultimately, that's what it's about. It's not about you, is it? 702-364-9400. What would you do in that situation? I say that you have to make them deal with it.
Yeah, I think so too. Because this was their initial meeting. So what's the factor? Why does the son think her son is a jerk? Did he do something? Did he say something? Is it just a bad vibe he's giving off? Give it some time. The upside is that his other two kids, I believe, get along with her kids, so everything is fine. His son, 15, 16, only a couple more years before he graduates high school. I know he has ambitions to go to college, and then he'll be out of the house and on his own. Yeah, I definitely don't think that the parents should give up their happiness in order to make the kids happy.
But what happens if you are dating someone and then their kids just don't like you? Where you can't do anything.
Oh, you're trying to win the kids
to
over?
Get them to like you. Maybe it's because they feel like you're jumping in, trying to be their parent. For whatever reason, they're just protective of their parent. Have you ever been in that situation? And did you ever win the kids over? Because that I could see being a deal breaker. If your kids and that person you're dating are never going to get along, that's going to be such a stress on the relationship that it may just break down on its own. So let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jamie. Jamie, good morning. What do you think?
So I grew up in a blended family. My dad had three and my stepmom had three. And she did not like us. So my dad bought a house down the street where essentially I ended up growing up there by myself, and he paid the bills, whatever. But they are together for 32 years now.
Wow. So it worked out. Just buy another house.
I'll text my friend. Right?
There was five girls, one boy. We're all a year apart, and all the kids got along great. It was just my stepmom didn't want his kids there.
Yeah, and if you have that luxury, hey, that's great. That's actually very, very smart. And now you've invested in real estate, which could be a winning proposition for you too. So
double smart.
Yeah, let's talk to thanks for your call, Jamie. Let's talk to Hannah. Hannah, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I come from a blended family myself, and when my little brother and I met, we did not like each other, and it got to the point where my parents, you know, thought maybe this isn't going to work out, but you know, eventually they chose themselves. And he's not my stepbrother anymore. He's my brother to me. So we grew to love each other very much. So
you just got to be patient.
That's my point on it.
Yeah, be patient with it. You never know. And you mature too.
Yeah.
Just think about the people that you didn't appreciate when you were younger, and you get older and you're like, oh, wow, you were amazing. Thank you, Hannah. Let's talk to Janice. Janice, what do you think?
I think that they should call it quits for a while.
Really? Why do you say that?
because of the kids' age, 15, and you're talking two parents that came from divorce, so the kids already have issues with that, and now you're trying to blend it. I would try it a couple of times, and if they really can't get along, you only have a few more years with those children, I would take a pass and then regroup.
Yeah, once they're like enter adulthood, you're out of here. Now I get to. It's sad to have to think of it that way, but yeah, it's that. There's no right answer to that situation. Unfortunately, you have to keep us posted to see what they're gonna do.
Initial meeting too. Maybe you guys were just different vibes. Meet again, hang out, do something fun together. We'll see how things pan out.
But also, don't try to force them to have a relationship because that's annoying when someone's like making you be friends with someone you don't even want to. Come on.
Oh, great! Tim's coming over. Hey, Tim, good to see you. You want to play PlayStation?
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. Up next, we're kicking off 60 plus minutes commercial free.
We create lots of fun stuff and put it on Facebook for you to enjoy.
Oh, you go!
It's Lewis Capaldi on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and the big football game is tonight. Raiders and Saints, first ever game here in Las Vegas. Killers doing that halftime show rooftop at Caesar's Palace. Thunderbirds will be doing a flyover. It's going to be a special night tonight.
And last night was the Emmys. If you guys were able to check that out, it was a big night for S Creek. If you're a fan of the comedies, there's a show that I have not watched yet, and now I'm going to start watching it based on the performance that they had. Succession. Has anyone watched it? And is it good? Is it one of those like those mind kind of dramas that messes with you, and you're just so confused as to what's going on, or what is it?
I have no idea. I haven't seen one episode. Is it drama? It's not comedy, is it?
Mm-mm. No, it was a drama. As a matter of fact, the creator, Jesse Armstrong, Succession won Best Drama, and his speech cracked me up because he came up with a term, or he had a term that I had never heard before that I thought, oh man, I'm going to steal that. And he basically, his speech was not a big thank you speech. It was an unthank you speech. So he unthanked a bunch of people and just people that he did not care for. I think we have one of them. Do you have one of his unthanks?
There it is.
I think maybe I'd like to do a couple of unthank yous. Unthank you to the virus for keeping us all apart this year.
Yeah, he unthanked. A lot of it was political in nature, but just that whole term, instead of being rude and saying, I don't like this, I don't like that, who would you like to unthank this morning? Who is your unthank you? 702-364-9400. Let's take some unthank yous. We'll try to keep it cool, keep it nice, but someone you really want to unthank this morning. 702-364-9400. Do you have one?
You want to lead it off here? Do you got one in mind?
Okay. I guess I will unthank the people that just walk in the door and don't even acknowledge you when you hold the door open for them. It's happened more times than I would like to admit. And you try to do something nice. Oh, let me hold that door open for you. I'm going in first. And instead of them saying thank you, they literally breeze past you as if you weren't there, as if the door was just held open on its own. And then, of course, they get in line in front of you. So an unthank you to all the people that do that from me to you.
Oh, that's a good one. That's real good. I would like to... I'm going to unthank my wife for something that happened on Saturday night. I would like to unthank her for having gas in her car. We went to dinner on Saturday night, and we get in her car to leave, all dressed up, ready to go, excited to go to our favorite restaurant, get in the car, and it's at the point where it's like the warning light is less than 10 miles to go before we have to put gas.
Oh, so you have to go.
And I don't know why. I don't like gassing up my car on the way to dinner, because I always get this fear that I'm going to get gas on my clothes, and also, too, just going through the process of pumping gas and everything. I don't like doing that on the way to dinner. So I want to unthank my wife. We had a wonderful dinner, but unthank her. For not having gas in her car on Saturday night before we went to dinner.
Valid unthank you. Let's talk to Wendy. Wendy, who do you want to unthank this morning?
All the rude people that have turned rude since this pandemic has happened.
Oh, I hesitate on asking this next question, but do you have any examples of this?
Yes. So I was driving to my work the other day, and a lady stop sign, and I just looked at her, and she screamed.
I don't know what she screamed, but gods just jumped in and cut out your phone. I'm assuming it was really rude. Yeah, or I'd like to unthank the people who are wearing their masks under their nose. Like, you're not helping at all. I would like to unthank you. Could you just push it up because I see so many of those and I'm just like, what's the point? It's not doing anything. Let's talk to Dominic. Dominic, who do you want to unthank this morning?
I want to unthank all those old classmates who would, like, get you in trouble and, like, cheat on the tests and stuff.
Seriously?
And be like, oh, I wasn't doing anything. It was them.
Yeah. What, who do these people think they are that they can cheat and get away with it? Like, it's so rude. And you, trying to do your work, Dominic, you're the one who has to deal with that.
Exactly.
Oh, hang in there, buddy. Yeah. This text says, oh my gosh, Mercedes, I'm so with you on that, as well as the ones you let in front of you while driving and they don't give you a hand away. That's from Carl. Yeah, you're like, oh, go ahead. You get in. And they just like, they just pop in there like, oh, there was an opening. Whoop-de-doo. You could at least put your hands up.
Yeah, just a nice little hand wave. And I know it's a very common thing here in town, but blinkers, because blinkers go a long way here in Las Vegas. Unthank all the people that don't use blinkers. They just come in and go as they please. Like, oh, you don't need to use it. Okay. I almost hit you because of that.
A big unthank you to you. This one says, I would like to unthank all the people who tell me to have a good workout. I work at the gym and I tell them to, and then they say you too, as if they don't even think about it. Could you just say, have a nice day? Yeah, I'm guilty of that. I've done that before when I used to go to the gyms. Oh, you too? Oh, man, why did I say that? You got to really listen to people.
And I know it's a new thing, but I like to unthank the people at the gym who don't wipe the machine down when they're done.
Yeah, unthank you.
Unthank you. It's not
so
that hard.
Rude.
That your sweat.
I would like to also unthank you, J-Lo, this morning. I posted a picture of her on our Instagram. She's 51 years old, and she just posted a string bikini picture, and she does not play fair. I unthank you, J-Lo.
All around, J-Lo.
I'm just kidding. I love her. Mix 94.1, 832, Mercedes in the morning. Busy week here in Las Vegas. Of course, the Raiders tonight, 5:15 is kickoff, takeoff. The New Orleans Saints at the brand new Allegiant Stadium. NASCAR is coming to town this upcoming weekend, the South Point 400. And Alex Bowman, NASCAR driver, was on the show earlier. If you missed it, we'll play it again for you coming up next hour in the 9 o'clock hour.
Do you have a profession that allows you to barter with other professions or barter for services? Or have you ever traded anything? And the reason I ask is because I sold my dirt bike last week or maybe 2 weeks ago, but I had it listed on Craigslist for about a month. And I was surprised about the amount of people that reached out to me asking if I wanted to trade my bike for something that they had to offer. And a lot of times it'd be a simple message, you willing to trade? And I'd always ask, I was intrigued. What do you want to trade for? One guy had a couple cars. Another guy had motorcycle parts, which I don't know why I would trade a full motorcycle for motorcycle parts.
Yeah, really.
But the other guy that I thought was intrigued, I said, yeah, well, I said, well, what do you have to trade? And he goes, I got some really good grow lights.
What's a grow light?
Grow lights from, I believe, you use to grow marijuana.
Oh, yeah, you believe.
Isn't that what grow lights are for growing plants or marijuana?
It makes sense now that you say it. I wasn't really, I don't know what I was thinking a grow light was. But yeah, now that you say that, it makes perfect sense.
So have you ever traded or bartered your, whatever you do for a living, can you barter your services for other services? If so, what are they? Or have you ever been on Craigslist or something where you traded grow lights for a dirt bike? Has it ever worked out?
We have very strict rules and regulations that we cannot trade or barter anything that we do. Meaning we're not allowed to say, hey, I'll give you this if you talk about this. That is a fireable offense. So that is not something that we can trade or barter for. But I have traded and bartered for in the past where... back at our last house, there was a lemon tree that actually wasn't in our yard, but a lot of the lemons fell into our yard. Uh-huh. So what are we supposed to do? So I would collect those and then I would trade them for other things that my friends had. And whether it was I'd give my friend lemons and she'd trade me a lemon meringue pie she'd make with those lemons, or I'd give her lemons and she would grow basil, I remember. So she brought me a bunch of basil once. And so I would trade and barter with stuff like that in the past.
That's great.
I was pretty sad when we left that house because my neighbor's lemon tree is long gone.
Hey, those lemons fall off onto your yard. It may not be your tree. They're on your yard. They're your lemons.
And I did not pick them off. I just want to go on record saying I never picked one of those lemons. Let's talk to our buddy, Bo. Hey, Bo, what did you trade or barter for?
Well, good morning, guys. Back in the day, working at McDonald's, at the end of the night, we trade quarter pounders or whatever for a Pizza Hut down the street. We get their pizzas and they get our quarter pounds, and it worked out well.
I've always wondered if places do that, like they're next door restaurants, and like there's a donut place right next to a pizza place up over where I live. I'm like, I wonder if the donut people ever go there. Hey, you got some donuts? Sure. You want some pizza? And they trade like that. That's a no-brainer.
It makes sense. And Bo, side note, did you see the Cowboys game yesterday?
Oh, JC, I thought about you, buddy. Absolutely.
It's glorious.
That was a lot of ups and downs and cursing and hooting and hollering.
Hooting and hollering, indeed.
JC is on cloud nine.
Oh, my gosh. What a comeback for those Cowboys.
it's going to be one of those things where we have to listen to it all day long, how happy you are about that.
Yes, until all Cowboys fans, we're going to the Super Bowl until next Sunday when they lose, and our dreams are just shattered again.
Hey, I'm with you. I am on cloud nine when my team wins, so that is why I'm not on cloud nine today.
But what is so funny with the radio thing, yeah, we can't touch that stuff. It's illegal. It's payola. You can't do it. But have you ever had someone approach you before? Like, hey, I've got this company. Could you guys talk about it? Like, yeah, we can. Just go through our sales department and buy some advertising.
There's been times where people, like, let's say they have sent me, like, a product or something. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, we wanted to just give you this. I'm like, oh, wow, thank you. They're like, now, if you could just mention it. And I'm like, oh, sorry, got to give it back. Can't mention it. Yeah.
Rejected.
I know. It's like, dang it. Can't you just buy a commercial, please?
Our sales department is amazing at great deals right now. Reach out to them. It's Mix 94.1. Dua Lipa, Break My Heart. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning doing 60 plus minutes commercial free.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
That sinking feeling you get on Sundays when you realize the work week is coming fast is for real. Americans do, in fact, start feeling uneasy about going back to work late on Sunday afternoon. New survey found nearly 9 in 10 people said on average they regularly feel anxious just before 4 p.m. Sunday about what will happen on Monday. Now, the study also notes many people have a hard time letting go of job worries and obligations when the work week ends. It takes the average worker about 2 hours to completely unwind after getting home from work on Friday. And while people say they do 3 hours of unpaid work over the weekend, they also admit to doing personal chores on the job. So I guess it balances out. The best way to get back to work, they say, is enjoy some quiet time ahead of Monday.
So the Sunday scaries are a real deal. It's scientifically proven.
Yes.
Did you get them this weekend? Do you get them? How do you deal with them?
I get them every Sunday. I don't get them at 4. I get them about 2:30 in the afternoon. I mean, it's bad to say I don't deal with them. I just have them. But I don't really know what to do to deal with them. You just just get them. How about you?
I do get them. And yeah, they creep in Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. I find on the days when I treat my Sunday night like I would a Monday or Tuesday night, go to the gym, work out outside or do something, my mindset kind of falls into a weekday routine. The scaries are still there, but I kind of minimize them a little bit by getting into a, instead of a special Sunday night routine, kind of fall into my weekday night routine.
You lost me on that last part. So like if you do a week routine on the weekend, then you're better with it?
Yeah. So now Let's say like on a Monday night tonight, get home from Las Vegas. Now I'll do an outdoor workout, do some workout outside and stuff. On Sundays, I go to the gym in the morning. So Sunday night, I have more downtime.
So if I
do like another workout or save my workout for Sunday night, my mindset falls into that weekday category mindset.
That's a good way to kind of combat that. Just pretend like it's another weekday.
Yeah, it's
Tuesday.
You
got no Sunday. Also this morning, do you feel like you've been working, we were just talking about this, more than one job while you're working from home? A new survey looked at all the extra unpaid jobs we've had to take on during the pandemic. And the number one job that we've taken on that's unpaid is chef. Half of people who are working from home say they've had to cook a lot more. Some of the other things include tutors, dog walkers, daycare supervisors, handyman, and chauffeur. So, I mean, partly because most of us are at home now the whole time. So, I like cooking. I'm actually happy I have more time to cook. It's the cleaning part I'm not a fan of right afterwards.
And if you could have some kind of deal with your spouse or kids or something, you do all the cooking, they do the cleaning,
You're
golden. But I'm the same way. I'm not a big fan of cooking, but when I do cook, the cleanup part is the stuff that gets me.
Yeah, it just gets to be tedious. And I don't know anyone who really likes to clean dishes. I know some people like to clean. I love to vacuum. I love doing that stuff. But cleaning dishes is not something I find relaxing nor fun. So there's no way to make that exciting.
And is soaking a pan considered an actual cleanup? Because my wife will do that. She'll make eggs or something, and then she'll put the pan in the sink, and I'll come home, and I'll start to clean it and because I don't want it sitting in the sink. And she'll say, oh, I was letting it soak for a little bit. No, you got to clean the thing. Let it sit there.
I do let things soak. Like I made some green chili this week, and I had to let that pan soak because there was like from the meat, there was like brown char marks on there, and I had to let it soak for a while. But my husband won't go near it. He just leaves it. He's like, you put it there, you do it. So
soak all day, baby.
Finally, this morning. Now, the 30th annual Ig Nobel Prize Awards were just handed out. If you're not familiar, those are awards that are given to the most ridiculous advances in science and other academic fields each year. And there's a multitude of winners here. And wait till you hear what some of these studies looked at. Some of the winners included a team of archaeologists who studied whether knives made out of frozen human excrement would be effective weapons. They weren't, for what it's worth. Scientists who gave an alligator helium to see how it would affect the alligator's voice compared to how it affects human voices.
Do we have audio from that? Please tell me that.
No, I wish we did. I wish.
I'm gonna eat you.
There were some researchers. One, they found that people who study insects are usually afraid of spiders. Wow. That's mind-blowing. How did you ever come to that conclusion? An economic study that tried to connect a country's wealth inequality with its average amount of mouth-to-mouth kissing, and a psychology study that tried to figure out a way to tell if someone is a narcissist by examining their eyebrows.
I'm so stuck on that first one. That knife made out of poo.
Yeah, how did they think about that? Do you ever just look at things and like think, okay, first of all, who thought of this? And second of all, who thought of making this out of this? That is very interesting.
Man, especially if you whip out that knife in Vegas in midsummer, it's July 115, you're in trouble.
Take it to Shark Tank, guys.
It's Mix 94.1.
You know, you could go into any busy place like a Starbucks and say, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, and then all the people around you will go, I am for real. I've done that experiment before. It really works. Mix 94.1 Outcast. It is 8:56 on Monday morning. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Mercedes in the morning. I think I had a pretty good weekend, except last night. It all came to a head. We were kind of talking about Sunday scaries, and I had a little bit of that going on, and that kind of put me in a mood. And I felt like I was getting a little bit of attitude from my daughter, and that just started grating on me. And at one point I snapped.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I snapped. And it's always interesting to see, because I'm not really the yeller in our relationship or in our family. Like, I'm more of the, let's talk this out, let's reason here. But sometimes I just get pushed too far and then I snap. And last night was one of those situations. I wasn't liking the attitude I was getting from my little one.
Oh, Brooklyn was giving some sass last night?
She gave me a little bit of sass. And I was like, I lost it. I feel bad. This morning, she and I have been texting. Actually, I told her to call the show, but she'd been texting, and I was like, hey, you know, sorry if I snapped last night, but I just didn't like the attitude. And she gets it. But there was one word I used that I think she knew I meant business. Was there something your parents could say or do that you're like, okay, this isn't a normal nag at your kid thing. This is serious business. They mean business here. And what was it? 702-364-9400. Or maybe you did this to your kids. And you know it's bad when mom or dad does this. What is it? Because, oh, she's on the phone. Let's see. Good morning, Brooklyn.
Morning, Mom.
Oh, is there sass and attitude from mom to daughter? Boy, hold on. You picked up the phone in a sassy way,
okay,
too.
Okay, I did.
You gave your daughter sass.
Good morning, my love.
Morning.
Still there. See? Do you hear this? How are you? No more attitude, right?
Well, I didn't have any to begin with.
Wow.
We popped off.
Okay, so
wait, did she just say you popped off?
I did.
Brooklyn, let's you and I talk here for a second. How did your mom pop off to you? Because to me, you're such an innocent, sweet child. I couldn't see you doing anything wrong. You're full of life and energy. What did your mom do? How did she pop off to you last night?
Well, we wanted to watch like one of the shows that we always watch together, and it was on last night. So then my dad went upstairs like take a shower, and then my mom was just turned on. I was like, "What about Dad? Did you not just hear the water off go off?"
Yeah, so let me translate really quick because it's coming in kind of fuzzy. So I said, "Just turn it on," and Brooklyn says, "What about Dad? Did you not just hear the water go off?"
Valid point. Dad wants to.
You said it just like that.
No.
Okay. Well, this is the attitude I'm talking about, for the record.
Listen, if I can play judge here, okay, so you guys got a favorite show you watch. Matt says, "I'm going to take a shower." You didn't hear him. You go to start the show, and Brooklyn's like, "Hey, you didn't hear the water go off? Dad's in the shower." Let's
okay.
Valid.
So, but it was more on the way she said it that irked me. So then how did you know I meant business when I popped off at you?
You cursed.
I cursed?
What?
Yeah, you said the H word.
Hell.
Mercedes! Okay, in what context, Brooklyn, did she say that word to you? How did she say it?
Use the word hockey instead of the H word.
She's like, "Who in the hockey do you think you are?"
Whoa!
I had enough. I'd had enough.
And your response was, "Brooklyn, speechless." Because what was your response?
I didn't say anything. I was like, "Okay, yeah, pop off."
She just looked at me with those eyes that made it look like she was half asleep. She's like, she didn't respond to me, which made me even more upset.
What was the show? What show are we talking about? Let me. What was the show?
Big Brother.
And it's a family show. You guys love it. You got to wait for your husband to get out of the shower. Now, is there some tension between Brooklyn, you and your mom, since you two are co-owners of a fantasy football team? Maybe you guys are at odds because you want to make some moves, but Mercedes doesn't, or vice versa?
Not really.
No, we actually, that is a point that kind of bonds us.
Okay.
We like talking about it, about who we should put in the lineup. We did really bad this weekend, but we're cool with everything there, huh, kid?
Yeah.
But I noticed that you got real sweet real fast once we were upstairs.
That's my natural self.
No attitude here.
No.
Whatsoever. All right. Well, I hope you have a good day at school. Get some great grades. What's up? What?
My room.
You're in your room right now?
Is that where school is?
Yeah.
In your bedroom?
Mm-hmm. I'm the principal.
She's the principal?
I don't know who the hockey you think you are.
Oh, come on. Thank you, Brooklyn. Have a great day.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.